Gently, please. Wake up, Dad.
Wake up.
What's wrong with the gentle nudge, you two?
We tried that earlier, Dad. And then Mom said to wake you up. Yeah.
Out.
Hey, Dad.
This is cruel and inhuman.
What, George?
I didn't do anything.
I have to get up a whole half hour early to pick up Spacely. His sauce is in the shop.
Oh, poor George. Well, Mrs. Spacely and I are going to be baking cookies for the Galaxy Women's Historical Society today. Mr. Spacely can come home with you.
Great.
You'd better get going, George.
George, I know Cogswell is up to something.
Why, Mr. Spacely?
Because I haven't seen hide or hair of him lately. Watch where you're going, you nebulous nitwit.
Who are you calling a nebulous nitwit, buddy?
Me? No one. But there is more room on the upper level.
Yeah, so why don't you just move it before he gets mad?
Oh, you want me to move it? I'll move it.
Mr. Spacely, I don't think you'll have any trouble seeing what Cogswell is up to.
I knew it. Can't turn your back on Cogswell. Low down, sneaky. Him and his robots. So he wants to get his name around, does he?
Take a look, Mr. Spacely. I think he's doing just that.
I'll fix him. We're not going to take this, are we, George?
No, sir. We're not?
Then move it!
Atta boy, that's the old pepper. Let's see you burn it in. Show me your hard stuff, baby. All right, baby, put her in here. Show me the old blue Hummer. That's the way to zing it in there, sweetheart. Okay, now let's put a little extra on it this time. Talking about little. I wonder if my diminutive little friend Spacely has run across any of my billboards lately.
Yes, Mr. Cogswell?
Get me Spacely, my dear.
We need something big. Can't let Cogswell get all this publicity. We're going to beat him at his own game.
Spacely, my little chum, run into any of my signs lately?
Yeah, we ran into one.
In a manner of speaking, we did happen to notice some visual pollutants.
Well, you know, it's just a little advertising campaign.
Little? Listen, Cogswell, Spacely robots are better than yours anytime.
How about a friendly game of Spaceball? That is, if you can scrape up any of your people to pitch. Your factory robots against my factory robots.
Your robots wouldn't stand a chance against the Sprocket pitcher.
I don't think they'd be standing, Jessen. They'd be too busy running from base to base.
That'd be the day, Cogswell. We've got the best pitcher this side of the Moon League.
You mean the far side, Spacely.
Wouldn't look too good for your advertising campaign to have the Sprockets wipe you off the face of the universe, Cogswell.
Not a chance, Spacely. But I can always use the extra advertising when the Cogs run over the Sprockets.
They'll never get past our Sprocket pitcher. The only team people will be talking about is the Sprockets. Oh, I'll enjoy beating you, Cogswell.
Love to see it, Spacely. Love to see it.
Oh, great. I forgot. What have I done?
Mr. Spacely?
Screwball Wemmo is on vacation on Venus. Where am I going to get a pitcher?
Mr. Spacely?
How did I let you get me into this? I'm doomed. Who have I got for a pitcher?
Me.
You? Humor I don't need, Jetson.
Really, Mr. Spacely, I used to be pretty good in my day. I was the star pitcher for Auburn High.
You wouldn't kid me, George. Now, don't kid me now.
Heck no. Come on, I'll show you. I hope I still have it.
George, my boy, I never doubted you. We'll destroy Cogswell. You're getting a special treatment. Nothing's too good for my star.
Well, I guess I still got it, eh, boss?
This is how your great-great-great-grandmother made cookies, Elroy. Our historical society feels we should all learn to do things the old-fashioned way.
Gee, Mom, you mean I can do that?
Sure you can. All you need are the right ingredients. Let's see. 5 eggs. Quantity 5. Please select egg type.
Boy, this looks real interesting.
I wonder what's keeping Mrs. Spacely. Rosie, would you help Elroy finish while I give Mrs. Spacely a call?
Sure thing, Mrs. J.
Oh, Jay, the traffic has been thicker than a swarm of meteors, but I'm almost there.
I just wanted to make sure you remembered.
Watch where you're going, lady!
Be right back. Mrs. Spacely is having trouble finding a parking place. Take over, Rosie.
Supernova energized power particles. Energy, huh? Well, that's what cookies give you. And Mom did say all you need are the right ingredients. This ought to make it really good.
How are we doing, Roy boy?
Ready, Rosie.
There you go, Roy boy.
Rocky. Okay, Astro. Catch. Jumping Jupiter, that's neat. Here you go, boy.
Stop! 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 It's just so dangerous driving these days. No one looks where they're going. I'm a nervous wreck.
Oh, I know what you mean. You need to just relax for a little bit. I'll fix you some tea.
Tea?
One lump or two?
I think I just had three.
Elroy?
It wasn't me, Mom. Really, it wasn't. Really. It was the cookies. Astro ate one and...
That's true, Mrs. J. There's something different about those old-fashioned cookies.
I've had enough of this old-fashioned stuff. We're lucky you weren't baking a cake.
Ah, Jetson, the secret weapon. You're gonna save the name of Spacely's Sprockets.
Isn't this just a friendly game?
Game? This is no game. This is war, Jetson. You know what happens to the loser?
I get the picture.
And I get the picture. I want you to do nothing but train for this game. I'm going to have a special training camp for you and my team. I'm giving you the royal treatment. How do you like the automatic trainer's table I got you? Nothing but the best for you, George. Watch that arm now. Doing great, George. Come back here, George. We're not finished.
I hope not, sir.
Watch that arm.
Yes, sir.
Now, let's see what the little sprockets look like. Uh-oh. It looks like Spacey's gonna try and put one over on me.
Boy, Dad is really gonna be surprised.
This is just the thing an all-star pitcher needs. His own valet and helper-outer.
Looks neat, huh, Astro? Very.
I'll help your dad win the game for the Sprockets.
My dad's gonna do great.
Let's give it a try. Astro, you stay right there. Pretend you're George. Could use a little more water pressure.
Here comes Dad. Let's surprise him.
Oh, what a day. I hope I can just make it through tomorrow before Space Lee finishes me off. Huh? Stay away. Don't touch the arm. Help!
Hey, sorry, Mr. Jetson. I think the water pressure is too high. The little guy is supposed to wipe your forehead. You'll like it when I get it adjusted.
Gee, Dad, I'm sorry it almost wiped you out. We can fix it. You'll really like it. You'll see.
I may not live that long. Come on, come on. Put it over the plate. Let's see your fast one. Put it over. Strike him out.
Good luck, Coxwell. You're gonna need it.
Luck won't be necessary, Spacely.
Now you have control of the game in the palm of your hand. With these attraction-repulsion devices, the best hitters will miss, and the worst players can get a home run with a punch of a button.
Well, let's see.
Now, when we change the attraction, we get a different result.
This I like, but their pitcher is pretty good. Are you sure he couldn't zip a fast one past this horse field?
It would take more than pretty good. You'd need a 200-mile-per-hour pitch to overcome this device.
I really like this. Now I'm looking forward to this game. We'll see who's the best.
Of course, after you hit the ball, it goes where it wants to.
Jane, the bus is going to be here any second.
George, it's not going to be here for another 15 minutes. Will you just relax?
Relax? How can I relax?
George, it's just a game.
Not to Spacely it isn't. To him, it's Sprocket's publicity. It's life or death. If we win, I get life. If I lose... Jody, Elroy, let's get going.
Astro 2, Dad?
Oh, all right.
Spacely Rocket Team! Spacely Rocket Team!
Cosmo
gears have
lots
to dare from Spacely Rocket Team! Yay!
Where's Astro? Astro!
Rocket Rip!
Oh, yeah. My mitt.
Yay! Spacely Rocket Team! Spacely Rocket Team! Cosmo gears have lots to dare from Spacely Rocket Team! Yay!
Excitement is high for the exhibition game with these two very competitive companies, the Spacely Sprockets and the Coxwell Cup. As you can see, the crowd favorite and the man to watch coming out of obscurity, George Jetson. The Coxwell team is in the field.
Play ball.
No need to make this a massacre. Let's see what the little Sprockets can do first.
The Sprockets are up first. Here comes the first pitch. It's a free ticket to first base for the Sprockets.
I'll just toy with him for a while.
Now the Sprocket pitcher is coming to bat.
Yay!
Hold your stuff, kiddo.
Hey, I could use that at the office.
I told you you'd like it, Mr. Jetson.
So with that box, Mr. Robert can send the valet out to Dad when he needs it. Gotcha!
Jetson's versatility truly speaks for itself. He is equally at home with the spiral motor lander.
Strike one.
The Haley's curving jump.
Strike two.
The orbit ball.
Strike three. You're out. You're out. You're out.
Now. the indomitable Charismatic Sprockets are leading substantially.
This is fantastic.
He is the dashing figure.
I know.
I mean the TV coverage. Do you know how many people are watching Spacely Sprockets robots in action?
Victory seems assured as we move into the bottom of the ninth. There is little chance the Cox can close the gap against Jensen's spectacular pitching.
You're out. I think that's enough of a lead. Now for the...
What's this? This isn't mine. Sorry. All fixed. A little mistake.
Give us your best shot, big shot. Well, what's one run anyway?
The Cogs are on the move. We may see the Cogs overturn the Sprockets in this last inning. Jensen is running out of energy.
Energy? He's hungry. Dad needs something to eat. The cookies. We gotta get Dad some of these cookies. They'll give him energy.
Okay, but I think your dad needs a lot more than cookies.
Don't worry. These are real old-fashioned special cookies. Real special.
Timeout is called. The Sprockets may be trying to regroup. It looks very dim for the Sprockets. There are no outs for the Cogs, and they need only two runs to win the game. Strike one. Maybe I spoke too soon. Strike two.
This must need more power. Batteries must be low.
We're waiting to see if Jensen can strike out another Cog. No, this player was a match for Jensen's infamous twist ball. With a man on first, a home run will now win the game for the Cog. Unless Jensen can stop this player, the Cog will have the two runs they need to win the game.
Oh, my gosh.
You'd better do it, George, or you'll be pitching on the dark side of the moon.
Come on, George!
You can do it. My dad can do it.
Yeah, I can do it.
This is it. The play that wins or loses for the Sprockets.
Mr. Spacely, about the vice presidency.
Don't be pushy. We'll talk about it. By the way, Jensen, where did you get that burst of energy?
I don't know. I just eaten some homemade cookies.
Cookies? Cookies? Oh, that's it. Get me the recipe and I'll really make you a vice president. I'll be rich. Strength through Spacely's cookies.
Jane, I need that cookie recipe for Mr. Spacely. It's important.
It's gone. Rosie said the cookbook blew away. Besides, the cookies weren't very good.
Not good? They might be worth a fortune. Well, we can analyze them and get the formula. Elroy, bring me some of those cookies.
Gee, I'm sorry, Dad. I gave them to Astro. He loves them.
Oh, no. Where is he?
There he goes.